Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
Body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes. Holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity, allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come unconditionally.
See, I am not competing with you. I have no desires whatsoever to win against you. Not because we are not in the same lane, but because we exist on the same plane with enough legroom for us all to crawl, walk, and run when it's our time. To be in competition with you would be to disrespect my own free will and let yours be the wills that drive my intentions. So, respectfully, I have no intentions of occupying the passenger seat of your dreams, but should you need a push, I'll gladly be a propeller. I am not competing with you. You are woman, I am woman, we walk the same earth, yet there's grace to your step, there's a swing to your hips that mine just don't do. They say I walk with a lick or bounce, kinda like the mandem with conviction. Sometimes they even ask me how I identify, so I tell them it is she who birthed me from her womb. He who raised me from him, the tangle with words I learned from them. A dragon spitting fire was groomed, genetically threaded to DNA sequence that dates back to the oldest civilization known to mankind, where women like you and I raised nations. So I have every intention of raising you, and if you so please, you too can raise me. Maybe together we can raise a nation of giants that trod gracefully. See, I am not competing with you. You are man, I am woman. There is no need to lie, a constellation from the same sky. I know with mutual respect we could both fly. And yes, I know sometimes you want to cry. In those times I have every intention of encouraging the pouring supply of healing waters the cosmos gifted your eyes with. I'll call you king, you call me queen. I'll be the eyes behind your head that you weren't meant to open until now. You'll be the eyes I trust to see ahead because, you know, I'm legally blind. And this one, your 2020 vision arrived just in time for me to resign to my third eye. So following you, I don't mind. To mind would be to question my own judgment. The confidence in me knows I'm dope as fuck, which makes you dope as fuck. So we solid as a rock. You be the rock and I'll be the gentle ground it lays upon. So what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition and not the fiction of set conditions by the opposition on their television. For this mission to reach fruition, one must transition, turn the ignition to premonition, and overstand position is the only ammunition against a system of prescriptions that lead to addictions, which create juxtapositions of fallacious ambitions that only create distractions for distraction from the inborn manual of true instructions, intuition. Not the standardized institutions they call education, founded on unethical omissions of the natural dispositions. So once again, what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition. Welcome to the co-edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Saturday Night here with Just Chase and Gina. This is our show every Saturday night, and we always open with poems being spun because we're PJs and not DJs. This block was brought to you by For the Poet, CEO of Epiphany Universe, Temptation, Danielle, the Porno Negra with Black Love, and Scenario with No Competition. Ladies and gentlemen, we are stressing that we're here for solutions and not competition. We love one another and make some rights and the wrongs that we see every day in human relationships. So we appreciate you for being here with us this evening. Partner, how you feeling?
I see you over there doing your thing now, Gina. What's going on with you over there? You all good tonight? Am I muted?
No.
What's going on with you, partner? You good?
I'm well rested and glad to be here.
Sweet, sweet. You know, we had to go ahead and put this off from last week. We didn't get a chance to go ahead and do this, but we got it locked and loaded. Hopefully everybody who wanted to show up or showed up that night, in which that was our fault, people, that we were not able to make it here. The Blog Talk lady was doing her thing, and y'all made it there. But at the same time, it still turned out the way it did. Gina, the lineup that we had to open this show up with For Real with Temptation and that Black Love that Danielle do, I'm telling you, I'm listening to these poems just like music because I am starting to hear so many different things in that piece that she has there. Oh, my goodness.
It's truly beautiful. I heard something that I didn't hear before. And with Temptation, I mean, like, that's literally one of my jams.
I know. And then we had Scenario go ahead and wrap it off with No Competition. Because like you said earlier, Gina, that's the spirit that we're going to go ahead and brew in here tonight. As far as the soup that we're making, we're asking that you guys come on in here and bring your chunk and chunk it into the pot. But we're here looking for solutions. We may not agree on everything. There may be some things that we never thought of and we have to go ahead and process. But the reason why we're here is to bring people together, not to pull people apart.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and do some poetry right off the rip, Gina? How are we going to do this? I see people starting to go ahead and get on up in here.
Yeah.
Hey, 615, we see you, man.
Absolutely. I think we should. We go to the lines. See what the thoughts are, where people are, what their situation is, because there'll be people in relationships who are married, who are engaged, who are divorced, who are bitter, who are angry, who are in love, who are happy, who have advice, who need advice. So we're here not to compete.
Well, you know, they didn't play with us a whole lot, too. You know, the things that we love, like watching TV and all these other things, these different things have been playing with us and moving us in certain directions. It's been causing us to go ahead and move further and further apart. But tonight we're going to go ahead and try to put a Band-Aid on it at least, see what we go ahead and do, see what the people go ahead and bring in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh, it's going to be something to do tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Well, to the who. So we doing a piece now? Or we I heard you mention about somebody coming in here.
Yeah, no, I would like us, because a lot of times you and I do not spit a piece on our own show.
No.
Yeah. So we're
here
like
for the poets, you know.
We are. But I am a Just Jay fan. And would like some of that ink, sir, if you don't mind.
All right, well, we're not going to do this like a speed round style. We're just going to go ahead and do a piece and discuss a little bit, then do another piece and discuss a little bit. And then we're going to start rotating these callers on up in here.
I like it.
How does it sound to you, sis? All right, you got choice. Do you want to go first or second? Or do you want to go primero and last?
I didn't know that was an option.
You know what? I'll save that. We'll put a finger on the page and we'll come back to that. I'd like to go second. And with that being said, my brother, the mic is yours. Ladies and gentlemen, just chat.
All right, cool. Gina, this is a blast from the past right here. This is a for real prompt from the Soul Cafe. You know what? When I read it and I see how it was, he wasn't going there hard on us this day. The words that he gave us was, indulge me. Understanding is a two-way street. And ask me why.
Oh.
That was it.
I'm just going to keep it a bug. That did not sound fair, but I love to see what you did with it. Come on, Jay. Do what you do.
Okay. Thank you, sis. I appreciate you too, gal. We're about to go ahead and get this old poem on the old Duke of Room. About to get him on down the street. All right. I entitled this poem, Understanding is a Two-Way Street. Indulge me in a tsunami of passion. Days of happiness unyielding, as we are standing, sheltered under the umbrella of understanding. As senseless rain pour their armies against us, and we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant, just over the curb on 7th, the place where understanding is a two-way street. I'm presenting a proposal, and if you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate. And the clouds would cry real tears of me like doves all over you. My little light bulb of shining incandescence. Beautiful, glowing, and flowing. With the powers of femininity imbued to you from Jah. There is no replacing. There is no replicating. Know what I want that to be. If you ask me why, my tongue will be tied. But my eyes will not lie. And they will plead my case of how I can never see my life without you. I want to be here with you, then there with you, as we feed wild beasts by hand in God's promised land. You help me to get there, and I will help you to get there, to a world absent of pain and anxiety, a world free of want and lack, of when the wars, even within ourselves, cease fire. And death will be no more. And I will love you forever to the full. And this is why I ask you, will you marry me? Poem.
Man, I didn't have some woo pitched to me before. And I had some dudes actually get down on one knee, present the box, and do the holy dig, ask my parents first, you know what I'm saying? Like, go all out. But poetry like that, that's next level. That's not just pigeon woo. That is making a promise. Like, this is what I'm bringing to the table. Get yourself ready. Let's go. That's nice.
Let's get
that is fun. That is nice.
Yeah. I'm doing this out the archives,
I saw no
man.
Wrong. It's all good.
This is from the Old Soul Cafe, you know, back when we was doing the rough over there.
What you got to realize is my critique was not just based on the quality of the poetry, nor its delivery, or the fact that I'm a fan of yours, my brother. It was the prompts. I don't know if I would have been able to come up with it. That was elegant. I missed Soul Cafe. Wink, wink, hint, hint. Big hugs. Love you.
I think he might be starting to break. He don't squat it down the way he used to. I think he's starting to give in a little bit. Oh,
I
man.
I never pushed my pen like anything like that. So what you did was fantastic. I mean, you didn't just understand the assignment, you bodied it. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Thank you. I'm humbled by that. I am so humbled by that, sis.
I can't wait to listen to it. Again.
Hey, so what do you have for us, for myself and the peoples, and those people that's out there in download land and stream land and all the rest of that? What do you have for us, Gina?
All right. So those of y'all who only know me as a freestyle spoken word artist, for shame. I've been just reading and Q-styling and trying to do it verbatim. some of you the best that I can with this one that I actually wrote long ago, so far away, in 2013. And I felt like it was relevant for tonight.
I tell you what, I'm about to let you cut this doggone rug. And if you got some more build up and the rest of that, you know we're here for all of that right now, man. If you're going to go ahead and give it to us, then go ahead and lay it on us. With that being said, the incomparable Gina Storm. Yo, that mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. So I watched this series called Dear Love on Facebook. I've been doing so for like 14 or 15 years because I thought that love didn't love me. So I was like, yo, love, what's up? And I wrote it in the form of a letter. Dear love, you know, it's me again. My heart is shredded and I got the pieces in a Ziploc bag. So, you know, what am I supposed to do with that? And it was all like heartbreak and despair at first. And it started to become more hopeful and optimistic. And then it became more trusting and understanding. And then eventually I got married again. Did I stay married? No. But at least I trust the process. So I think that Dear Love series was part of that. So this letter actually starts off in that manner with that tone because I've been searching for this elusive thing that some people have not necessarily mastered but definitely been able to grasp onto. It's just within my reach. I don't know if you remember a commercial from back in the day when this guy would be trying to get this money. I think it was an insurance commercial, and they would be like, almost. Didn't get it. I would almost, but not quite get the love that I felt like I deserved. So with that being said, I wrote this 11 years ago, and I still feel the same way. I titled it, Be Your Last Love. Dear, be your last love. I write this for us. It's not that we don't exist. It's just in my mind and my heart presently. It's your dream that I can't wait to come true. So you are already mine, not just a Valentine on a day in February because we exist to me. See, soon you will be with me, and I'm making room. Time in my busy life, in my schedule, in my heart, my soul, my spirit, in my bedroom. See, we'll have to go on dates, worship together, pray, speak honest and kindly to each other, and every day kiss sweetly, deeply, and tenderly the very thought. Take our breath away. You'll be sexy, strong, and handsome to me, and you'll only see me as sensual, strong, and lovely. We could be in a crowd, and be the only two people in the room. One day I'll be your bride, and you'll be my groom. I can't wait to meet your mother. I know that you will chill with my mother. We will enjoy family the same way. Work hard, serve God, and play. Dear love, my pen has volumes of poems that I've dedicated to you previously, and I will share each of these as the dream of us unravels and is able to come true in peace.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's the type of love I had grew up on, man. I had grew up on seeing a lot of people in love and actually going to meet somebody, not because you're pregnant or something like that, but you're just going to meet the parents because you really love this person. Yeah, and it's not the baby mama showing up on the, like, you can have this baby. I don't even know who this girl is. And but we've gotten away from some things. We're going to discuss some of the things from back in the day and some of the things from now to make sure we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You said this was 13 in 2013?
Yes, August.
What was your mindset?
Okay, so right before that time period when I wrote that poem / letter, like 2 weeks later, I met Moses, who ended up being my next husband, and married him in 2014.
Man.
So true story. I thought I found the love I was seeking. You know what I'm saying? It was a good thing for as long as it was good.
Right, right. It sounded like that you was in the that you were ready for, that you were receptive for.
I was.
It. But you,
in the piece, I said I'm making room. I was clearing out space, not just in my closet. You know, I had the whole bed, so I had to choose a side of the bed. Because pretty soon I'm going to have a husband. I just didn't know where he was coming from or when he was going to show up. Stop laughing.
So you started testing it out. I'm going to sleep on this side until God gives me my man. And if that side don't work out for me, I'm going to try the other side. And then, but you got to take that side because I don't like that side.
You know, when I was taking the big pieces his, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was preparing for him. I was getting ready. I wasn't lonely, but I had been alone for a while. I wasn't desperate. I wasn't even desperately seeking love. I never felt out of love with love. I just felt like love just said, girl, bye, this ain't for you. So I started writing those dear loves, like I said. And lo and behold, he was reading them. He, to this day, still calls me poetry lady.
Y'all, you and Moses were collaborating in y'all love,
yes.
Wasn't y'all?
All the time, regularly, on
literally.
Stage and online. Collaborations, yes, were taking place.
Did that help as far as the, you know, once we get to know each other and everything like that, did that help with the introduction, the reintroduction of going from boyfriend and girlfriend or fiancé to husband and wife? Did that help that out any? What pitfalls came with that?
I won't say so much pitfalls as I will say exciting discoveries that I never imagined possible.
Oh, you are good. You are really good.
Check it out. See, my first ex-husband, he was an electrician, and he was, like, all analytical and different in his makeup. He wasn't a creative.
Mm-hmm.
Moses is a musician. He doesn't read music. He plays. If he's heard it, he can play it. Or he would play to energy. How cool is that? I was just like, oh, see, I can't even be mad at you. Put the guitar down, sir. So I can beat you up. But no, I never really wanted to be in a juxtaposed situation with him. I felt like we were always in collaborative mode. Like at any given time, we could just go. And it was legit like we had practiced it. But if I'm freestyling and he don't know where I'm going, he would find me, meet me at that corner.
Wow.
And walk me the rest of the way. Come on, man.
Oh, that's 2 miles degrees of understanding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at it, I had to marry him. I had no choice.
All right. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, you know, that's the theme for the night, collaborating in love. And we're going to talk about some of those little intimate areas, too. Like, even while lovemaking, are we doing collaborations or are we kind of like doing our own thing? Gene, I'm going to go ahead and play a track. We're going to get a station identification in, and then we're going to pull in 615. That sound good to you, partner?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Sweet. All right. Let me see what we got here. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I got one. Let's call it the first date.
You, me, sitting cross-legged, surrounded in sheets of loose leaf, snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes, just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes, a we in our smiles, an embrace that that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggles, while I wiggle closer and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace, like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek, when you speak me beautiful and gift, when you lift chin, look into my eyes, sigh, and then finally grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue, the possibility for something that feels like danger, like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs, dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything, not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory, and these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burdens, but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty, you would be crazy to even try, and it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place. I'm sorry I even waste your time.
You fade in and out.
Oh, damn. Here we go. How'd that sound?
That's better. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
I'm doing my own stunts out in this, apparently. But anyways, like I said, yeah, tonight is feeling kind of special when you had said this, sis. And I said I hate breaking out Michelob commercials and carrying on, but I know it's some type of schlitz in the air. Mm-hmm.
We got callers listening online who are listening to us as we stream and who are listening and who calls in to 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you'd like to join the conversation, have something you'd like to add, share, or a question you'd like to ask. And with that being said, partner, let's go to this mic.
All right, 615. Sir, how about you?
Hello. How are you? Nice to hear from you. Jess J. Dee Dee, Sister Soul, Gina Storm.
We know this guy, Gina.
Oh, yeah. Clarence Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. C-34 Music, a.k.a. the Maestro, ladies and gentlemen, came out here to see what he could add to the pot.
Before we move any further, Clarence, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know this project that you're doing before we go ahead and get off into that. This project, this mixtape that you have out currently, sir.
Well, I have 2 out of 3 mixtapes, and it's dedicated to the brothers because I haven't done one about them in so long. Now, before that, I did a 4th volume for the women. A 5th one is coming. The 3rd mixtape for the men is called the Zero Below Mixtape by Men. That one's going to be a slow jam mixtape, and you're in it.
Oh, man. I made the cut. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to let Sister go ahead. And where can they find those at, first of all, before we move on?
They are on mixcloud.com/C-34
Woo-hoo.
The Remix.
Y'all go check the brother out. Clarence is doing some big things. Be on the lookout for him on all platforms also, like he told you, with the spelling of the name, with the CW, and then you go through there and get the Clarence and 34 Music, right?
Yeah,
CW 34 Music. Yeah, check for him on all platforms. Sis, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to that question for this brother right here. But when I heard that mixtape, I haven't got all the way through it yet, brother. But when I heard it, I said, okay, now you're doing your thing over here. Had to give you that quick shout, bro.
Thank you.
I love it here. Hey, Dexter.
Yes.
You, like me, married and divorced, remarried, still married, happily married.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something from marriage number one that could have prevented you from having a marriage number two? Or was there something about my sister-in-law, Helena, that made her a necessity? What say you?
Okay. Number one, the marriage number one is something that at 22 years old, I thought I knew everything, even though I knew she was not the right one for me. A still small voice was telling me at the Justice of the Peace, don't do it. But I'm trying to prove people wrong that I'm grown. Come to find out after 4 years of torture, I said, I better leave or I'm going to be in jail or 6 feet under. And the hard part about it, I had to leave behind a stepson who I call my son and a daughter who just was born. Now, as for my wife, Helena, I rushed into it because basically I was lonely. I said, no man's supposed to be alone. But the point was, she was the right one for me. And next month we'll be coming up on 19 years.
Whoa. Woo-hoo. I'm feeling all that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add something because we were talking about these collaborations when it comes to love. And I had explained to just Jay how my second, because even though we didn't say Mary, we're still friends. We talk regularly. My family loves him. We broke up, they didn't. But he's still a good guy. So we're still friends. But the thing about when you have someone that can be your collaborative partner, does that spark your pain in a romantic way?
Are you asking me that, Dee Dee?
I'm asking you that, Dex.
Okay. She doesn't even get into the poetry part unless she wants to find out what I'm spitting on the radio, because, you know, You got some people that are hungry. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
Adrian.
It's like she's that protective thing. She's like, she knows me. But the thing about it is, we collaborate in other things, and that's what makes our poetry great.
Would I be playing if I asked for an example? Like, give me an example of something y'all collaborate on. Because my mom used to cook with my stepfather. I used to love to see them in the kitchen together. It was like a dance routine that they had choreographed together.
I can give you an example right now. After I'm off of this, we're going to be watching March Madness. Now, she never used to be in the sports.
Woo! That's huge.
But I took my time. I wasn't getting frustrated by her not knowing. I just taught her. And now she knows just as much as me. And we're one in that. So that's our collaboration right there. That's one of them.
Mm.
I love it. I love it. Just say what you got for our brother Clarence, because, wow, that's dope.
So I'm about to sign him up. Hey, man, to be able to go ahead and like you said, to have the patience with the young lady to go ahead and teach her the game so that she can be involved and see why her man is being involved, man, that right there is huge, bro. When I say as far as collaboration goes, man, that is huge, dude. You guys have been together for 19 years, man, or have you guys been married for 19 years?
We've been together for 20 years, but we're about to be 19 married.
All right, so y'all didn't do a whole long engagement type of thing.
The crazy part about it was long distance, and, you know, she's a church girl. So what happened was, you know, it's better to marry than to burn. We were getting hot and heavy, so it was like, we better do this right now.
Right. So do you, and that's an old school thing right there, but was that a motivator, and was there a reward behind you waiting in that fashion, sir?
See, the thing about it is, it's like this. You're putting two different people in the one, making it into one flesh. Now, the thing about it is, there were some bumps down the road. She could have left me a couple of times. And at that time, I would have been like, you're going ahead this time. But it took me a while for me to grow up. And now I'm the man that she's been wanting all along. And now she can just lay back, chill, knowing that I got this.
Bro. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Do you have any advice for people out there today that will want to go ahead and replicate the longevity that you've accumulated with your wife? Is there any advice that you can go ahead and pass on that a lot of people kind of skip over that think it's not important, brother?
You know, there's a song called Oh Yeah by Robert Glasper with Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle, and there's a line that says, now I've learned in this life, you got to be with someone you like. That's the point right there. If you cannot like this woman, why are you even with her? And you cannot be focused only on the body, because that will get you in trouble every time. You can be with
what you mean by that, brother. Talk to us about that.
You could be with a girl that looks like Precious, and I have been, but the body's banging. But the attitude looks just like her face, jacked up.
Right. I'm a staunch believer in that too, man, that the inner beauty outweighs the outside beauty every time.
And just remember this. Everybody has to take a crap sometime. So don't think none of them stink.
Man, I'll tell you what we're about to go ahead and do, brother. We're about to go ahead and get this mic into your hand and let you go ahead and do your thing, sir. With that being said, Clarence Ferguson, C-34 Music, sir, the mic is yours.
All right, well, this piece right here is not about collaboration and love, but I'm going to flip it at the end. And it's based on a true story. It's called Go Home to Your Husband. Go home to your husband. We have a history. And I see your message checking up on me. It's after 11 at night, Central, past midnight where you are. You ask how I'm doing and how high I've been. You got my attention. I'm a nice guy, but I shouldn't have responded. Go home to your husband. Does he know about me? Is he that secure? He should be wondering, like myself, if I was still yours. Why are you contacting other men to satisfy curiosities, especially someone who was known for sexing you to orgasmic satisfaction and rocking you to sleep? Go home to your husband. You know I'm married, right? Did you forget you are too? I didn't help produce your offspring. Didn't you say he was a good man? You said the same about me. So is he my carbon copy replacement? What's the reasons you got me on your mind? Because I did things the way he can't? Go home to your husband. I used to consider you as a friend, but no more will you enjoy this possession of best. I was selfish in letting you have control here, and even all that good sex couldn't hold me. That was the one thing we had in common which made me lonely. Until an old flame brought me out my doldrums, you're oblivious. Because you refuse to see I'm different. Still living in the past, remembering how you used to ride my private dick shaft. You're damn right I spit that. Go on now. Back to him. You know, your husband. Don't be petty like Richard chasing me round trees. I've got nothing to do with your life's trajectory, so don't try to make this about me. Let's be honest. You want me to tap that panther, which you named Carolina, and you pant and scream through multiple orgasms keep pounding. But here's the problem. I've got a woman so fine, Ray Charles will be cured of blindness, and she's my wife, who I'm proud of. And yes, I remember where your mouth has been. Go home to your husband. Do I mean to be ugly like you? No. But really, though, you really want what you thought was coming? That's not my plan anymore, and me and you are not functioning. It's 3 a.m, go home to your husband. And another thing, I'm not available. He's a good man, and that's where your tail should show. And I can hear you now. I've taken this all wrong. Then why are you trying to talk to me until the break of dawn? Go home. I love my wife, which you cannot be or replace. Go home to your husband and get the hell out of my face. In peace.
Bro, this piece right here had me on a roller coaster ride, man. I'm gonna let Gina. Do you want to go ahead and take this one first?
Hell no.
The repetition in this has been the best repetition piece I've ever heard in my life. A lot of times when I hear repetition pieces, as you know, it's the meaning of it, the meat of it isn't hitting like this. But you was also sounding like you were skating two lines too, brother. You sound like you were skating two lines, like you had just yoked her, and then you sent her on her way. So I was kind of torn with your subject that you had in here.
The thing is, I remember it, but it's like, that's past. I can't be Lot's wife looking back in the past. I'm like, look,
no.
I got mine. That's how that is. And she did try to get in touch with me on Facebook in my inbox at that time of the morning while I was in the lab.
Right. Hey, bro, you had said good sex is all you had, but that left you lonely. That was a line right there. Because that's true. Oh, Gina, what do you have for our brother here?
I'm glad you won first.
Thank you, Jay.
Oh, yeah. And, yo, that the line that Jay pulled out resonated with me, but it was more so this. When a woman is good sex, like you said, was all she was bringing to the table, that's all she had. She was playing her card. She also had a husband. You actually love your wife. You needed her to go away. She wasn't getting the memo. I liked the way that you delivered it, and you were so, I'm going to say this, gracious with her until you weren't. Once you got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you let her know exactly what you needed to do. I like that part more than anything. You know that resonates with me. And it wasn't violence. It was you drew the line. Drawing the line is a necessity. And the fact that you were able to do it, even though it was attached to good sex, it ain't worth it. So, yeah, like you said, that was in your past. Don't look back. Keep it moving. But she tried it. That's thirsty too. That's I call that thirsty o'clock. If you hit somebody's phone, that's not you don't mean no good. Nothing good's going. You're not asking for prayer. Let's just put it out there.
What was the mind state back then, man?
My mind state was, why in the hell is she talking to me at this time? While I'm trying to be busy putting my beats down and stuff like that, my wife's sleeping in the other room. I'm like, and we go back way back.
Right.
And I'm like,
babies are pacifiers.
Okay, you see my profile, you see my face, you know I'm looking better than I did way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you I know you're married, you got kids. Why the hell are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was the I know where your mouth been, not go home to your husband.
Yep.
Okay, as his sister, I couldn't touch that one. Thank you again.
Their
brothers talk about the things that y'all scandalously do that you think is a secret and just between you two. If he got a sister, she know too. Believe that.
Yeah. All right, Clarence. As far as what you see going on now, man, what's your assessment of how relationships are going right now, brother, as far as, like, since you out of the game and you got the clarity to go ahead and look for the unbiased filter, an unbiased tint, what do you see going on right now, Clarence?
I see too many Trey Songz and Chris Browns and not enough Barry Whites.
Explain.
Too many effeminate men. They're trying to act all tough instead of being real men.
You know what, man? The charge is put on the men, though, for all these different things that are going on out here. It's on men to go ahead and stop this. Unfortunately, men have been doing what they've been doing, what we've been doing for so long, that women have started adopting some of our characteristics and some of the things that we're doing. And when we see it from that angle, it doesn't look good at all. It doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, we got too many Shannon Sharps and Stephen A. Smiths.
Now I got to say something because
yeah.
There's a lot of brothers.
and none of them wear skirts or carry purses. And I also have a lot of brothers who don't brag on themselves. They let their actions, the way they love their wives and take care of their families, speak for them. And I appreciate and applaud that. And if any of my brothers happen to be an ass clown, I would say, bro, what you doing? You know better, do better. Or you were raised better. You know what I mean? So with these cats, I get where Jay is saying that the men are accountable. But I have to add this for the sisters. Ladies, you have to expect more. You have to want better. You have to actually have standards and demand that they be upheld. If you accept this, it will continue. So you have to also play an active role in your own happiness and getting what you deserve and holding men accountable. Because if you were raised around strong men, you know what they look like. So when you get this person that doesn't quite, you know, meet your standard, you have the right to say, nah, you bring everything to the table, but exactly what I need. And some other woman would be happy to have you, but you need. I appreciate this conversation, gentlemen. I was glad to be able to eavesdrop.
No problem. No problem. Now, I'm going to be in and out like a porn star on the edited scene.
What?
In other words, going to be with the missus.
But he involved porn star in the scenario, so all I can say to my brother is one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you. Thank you.
Take care, bro, man. This was a pleasure, Clarence. All right, Gina, we just survived our first caller, but only by the skin of our teeth. We're about to go ahead and bring in one more.
I would like to acknowledge someone ultra special that we love dearly, who is part of Small House family and has come here and done us a solid before, and she is not about that life, to our JP. Thank you so much for listening online, sis. I got your message. One love.
Oh, we got JP online?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be doing a documentary with her on wild turkeys.
Thank you for shouting her. I'm sure I'll get a text in a minute, and she'll be thanking you as well. So with that being said, the mic is yours. I am so sorry. I had to shout her because she sent it while Clarence said something about a porn star, and I blanked.
Hey, JP, we're gonna get you JP. Her name is Petals of JP on Instagram. If you guys, even you folks who are out there in download land, if y'all have any footage of turkeys, wild turkeys, or turkeys in your city, send them to her. Send them to her. She has a documentary going. We'll go ahead and get y'all some creds written up and all the rest of that, and y'all can be a part of something. All right, Gina. All right, we got to go ahead and slide with 215.
Let's
go ahead and see what's happening. How about you, 215? How about you? Your mic is unmuted. I'm going to mute your mic one more time, then I'm going to go ahead and reopen it. And then when it says you are unmuted, it's actually talking to you. 215, how about you? 215, like I ain't cut out for all this microphone living life.
Okay, not only that, but I have legit done that as a host. So 215, I feel your pain, and if that were the case, lower your mic and then, or lower your hand and re-raise it. But anyway, I've enjoyed the conversation and discussion. The poetry, phenomenal. My brother's bad. Y'all listen to the replay.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been amazing. All right, cool. We're about to go ahead and move on to the next one, then, Gina. 215, I'm going to go ahead and set you on a comfy couch. We're going to come back and check in on you.
Spin the block.
Now we got spin the block on you. Now we got 540s. How about you, 540?
Hey, wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. How are you doing today, Mama Donna? Gina, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jay. Mama Donna went mute.
Mm-hmm. You still there, Mama Donna?
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
Don't touch nothing.
Okay, I accidentally went on mute. I saw the green, and I thought that was for open mic, but no, it's not. I was muting myself. I was mutating.
Just the opposite. We have been talking about collaborating in love.
You can't talk to me about that. You already know that.
I'm bringing it straight to your table. It's already on the plate.
Okay. All right. And there must be an empty plate, but go for it.
All right. We talk about collaborations in love. You know, things that people do with us, or the things we want people to do with us as far as this whole life thing that we're living out. You know, it's in all factors. It's in all segments. It could be as simple as, you know, you riding with me to the store and we go grocery shopping. That's a collaboration. Today, me and my wife, we had a collaboration of going to the, we went to the store. We went thrift store shopping a little bit. I did my part. I was the chauffeur to her heiress and the rest of that type of stuff. But anything that's, you know, has that we can do together, or we can point out something in society that we see that should be a certain way.
All right. Well, for me, our collaboration is not something that's been in my relationships as much. But it's something that I wanted. I would love to have been able to just go on a walk with my man, you know, or just go sit in the park and have a picnic. Nothing. See, I'm not a person that needs, you don't need to spend a lot of money on me. The most valuable thing you have is your time. And that's what I would have wanted. But they were either too busy doing other things or other people.
Oh, you about to get your box filled. your electronic mail is about to get filled, because that right there is something really noble that you had talked about. A picnic, a walk.
Right.
I mean that's something that's really simple, but guys are missing that because I don't know if women are not saying it to them, but guys are missing that.
I think in today's society, people are so money-focused, they think they have to have a lot to get the one they want, not realizing sometimes, for me, your money or your possessions is a turnoff for me. So those are your things. That's not something that we built together. That's yours. You understand? If a guy walked up and said, well, I got this kind of car, I got this. I remember a guy did that. I got, what's that got to do with me? That's yours. You giving it to me? If you ain't giving it to me, why are you telling me about it? You know,
and that's basically how
this
stuff works, too.
What are we going to do together? Huh?
Yes. And I was just about to say, that's basically how this stuff works, too. Even though you might meet somebody and they have all these nice things, but does that really mean that we, even though we get a chance to be around those people, that doesn't mean that any of that stuff is ours?
It doesn't. You know, and they can have all the nicest thing in the world and have the ugliest soul. Because they're trying to dress up the outside. They're not working on the inside.
Working
so
on the inside.
For me, collaboration for me is a connection. It's not just about things. Because I can get my own things. I don't need your things. I can get my own things. And if I can't get my own things, it ain't meant for me to have right here, right now.
Wow.
And maybe that's my downfall, because I'm considered nowadays too independent. But when you're used to doing things on your own, but then when you do get with somebody and you're willing and able to relinquish some of that independence, they don't want you to. And then they get mad because you're independent. But I'm trying to relinquish
yeah.
it. You're supposed to be the leader, right? I'm trying to let you lead. But you prop me up and you leaning on me. And I can't lean on you. Okay, what's going on here?
That's an imbalance.
My independence is good when it's convenient to you. Yeah. So that's why I'm by myself. Because the things I like to do, I haven't met the man I would like to do those things with me.
Do you think the things that you like to do are too much?
Going for
like
a walk.
Going for a walk.
Having a picnic.
And a picnic.
Go for a ride. Go mm-hmm. for a ride. If that's too much. I remember the first thing I said, your time was the most valuable thing you can give me. Not money, not cars, not things. Your time. Where you're solely focused on me and I'm solely focused on you.
To me, that sounds like poetry.
That's your opinion. You know, it sounds like when you're focused on that one individual and you make that person feel important to you, even if it's 15 minutes, you know how that person will walk around feeling good all day? Because they know they're going to go home to somebody that loves and cares about them. Doesn't mean you're not going to have hard times. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have ups and downs. It just means that you're going to have a connection. And through it all, even if you're mad with me, I know you're still there for me. Fine.
Cool, babe. Mama Donna, do you have a piece for tonight?
Oh, Lord, I hadn't pulled up a piece.
Do you happen to have that piece that you had started the other day?
I haven't finished it yet, but I could read it. Because I haven't finished it.
That'll be...
Hadn't had a chance to work on to my client. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, in that chunk, I think that'll be enough for conversation. I'm going to slide out the way.
All right.
Gina, you mind doing an honor for our sister?
I would love to, because what I wanted to say is, you know how we do with the Small House of Poetry over here at Epiphany 2. We'll take a piece of a piece. So with that being said, Mama Donna, without hesitation, the mic is yours.
Thank you. It's untitled because it's a piece I'm working on. I decided to take my time with this one. I enter the restaurant by myself as I usually do. This is my favorite establishment. They have a pasta dish to die for. It is a spicy tomato shrimp dish. As I sit and sip on my wine, there's a shift in the air. I peruse the room wondering what happened. That is when I see him. He is looking at me intently. I quickly look away, suddenly feeling like a shy teenage girl. The feeling he ignites is surprising. I'm drawn to him. I try not to look his way, gates the room as I wait for my food. The waitress brings me another glass of wine. I tell her I didn't order another glass. She points to him. I am flattered, but also nervous. This is a new territory for me. The flutter of my heart, the quickening of my breath as I look towards him. I nod in acceptance of the drink. To my surprise, he stands up and approaches my table. His deep voice dances across my senses as he introduces himself. Hi, I'm Richard. I was wondering if I could join you. Mesmerized by his confident stride to the table, he is 6 feet tall, muscular, clean-shaven, low-cut afro. He reminds me of a movie star. He is well-dressed in a black suit, black dress shirt, with a red tie and kerchief in his pocket. I had to snap out of my trance when he asked to join my table. I introduced myself and said yes. I wonder, why did he want to join me? Do I look desperate? I normally don't attract someone like him. so dapper and polished. As he looks at me, I am compelled to look in his eyes. The rich brown color shows an interest in me. And that's as far as I've gotten. That's the rhythm of my vagina.
Gina Stone?
I had to catch my breath because there was a line I don't want to lose because apparently my short-term memory is non-existent. Mama Donna, you said, when I came on, usually approach you. Polished and debonair, was that the description?
Yes, let me see where let's see. Yes, I normally don't attract someone like him so dapper and polished.
Dapper and polished. All I knew was I need to have a conversation with you right now because I have seen you dressed to the nines with your hair, flawless nails, jewelry, face, everything. I think it was probably for me more your smile than it was what you were wearing because you felt some type of way about you. Feel that type of way all the time. And in this poem, before you end it, since it's not complete, just for me, just give yourself a little nod. It doesn't have to be major. Just, you know, shout yourself out too. Like, I got this. I just was confused about, you know, my confidence because I understand when somebody takes your breath away and makes butterflies flutter and you'll tell me you don't know what to do with yourself. You're like, your mind goes, duh. And you feel like you're like you'll draw,
you're trying your best not to look, and you're trying your best not to look at them and they keep looking at you. And you're trying to look all over the room and all over the damn place. And every time you turn around your eyes, take a little glance over there. And they're looking right there at you. Ooh.
And when you,
wait,
but
what
I figured,
you look
when it registered to you that the glass of wine was from him, I'm thinking, ooh, I wonder how this is going to go. And then you described it, and all I could think was, yeah. So think about yourself in that instance and take yourself away from that moment because right now you got a chance to pause it. Like, I pause movies a lot and then come back to them. So it's paused. So before you finish it, make sure you give a nod to yourself. And it's not that you don't love you. It's just that, yeah, you got caught up in everything that was him. So continue. That's all I have. I know it's not titled. I don't know what you're going to call it. I love it.
But you know what? As I was thinking, Gina, as I was reading it and I kept emphasizing him, I'm just going to call it him.
Ooh, see? That works for me, too. There we go. All right, just stay. The mic is yours. I didn't want to lose my thoughts, so thank you, bro.
Oh, no, I seen y'all sitting over there, Sister Chan. I knew I would just need to sit back and just enjoy the ride. This piece right here is so nice. How did it feel writing this piece? Because I hear a lot of people say when they do love pieces or different pieces that's way out of their genre, even if it's a blood and guts type of thing, they say they have fun with it. Did you have fun when you were doing this?
I was having fun. I was just letting my mind go, and I was going back to the romance novels I used to read. But the romance novels I used to read, they were more historic, so this is not really in that line of them. You understand what I'm saying? They were more historical. They were more rendezvous and Renaissance periods and stuff like that. They weren't modern romances, so I was thinking of the romance and how, but then again, the ones I used to read are they were the man kidnapping the woman and holding her hostage that ends up falling in love with her and she falls in love with him and all this kind of stupidness. You okay? You understand? So, no, this is my path.
I'm Gold Kelly.
No, it's not even that. You know, he loves her. So he forces himself on her. I mean, it's like
I know. They call
that
rape now.
I'm just going to say this. It was kind of icky, a little rapey.
Yes.
I know the language.
Kind of written by men.
Maybe we have to say an S.A.
You know,
that would have been an S.A.
You know,
yeah, that
you
thing.
Know, remember like when Luke and Laura in General Hospital when they first started. That's how
the
that
whole
all started. And, yep, and they were the biggest couple
she
on ABC
no
General
said
Hospital. So it was, that's all the books I used to read. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm not doing that in this vein. And I told Jared it was going to have a surprise at the end, but I don't think I'm going to have that surprise at the end anymore.
Crying game?
Nah. I don't know what it was going to be, something that was going to be shocking and to be right on par for what but I agree with Gina. I agree with Gina. I'm going to put myself outside of my comfort zone.
Ignore my partner's previous comment. You know sometimes
by exuberance.
He does not think.
This piece right here, Mama Donna. Yeah, it's only sometimes. Don't push it. All right, this piece here.
I think she was minimizing. Hey, what the heck? Go ahead, Jared.
That's what you're supposed to. Run that interference. Well, like I was saying, this piece right here, the minute that this bow even came into the room, it was almost like that you didn't even make eye contact with him. You felt him in the room. And you said there was a shift in the air. Oh, my goodness. That's getting in the weeds.
Have you ever walked into a room, Jared? Have you ever walked in a room and you felt the electricity of the room? No, you feel a shift in the air sometimes. Somebody comes in and they're dynamic. You haven't even seen them. And you can see people turn or you can hear people start talking. There's a shift in the air. It's a dynamic. Something just happens, and you don't know what it is. So you look around to see what it is. And here's this person staring at you intently. Now, you know, I'm like, I think I might add this. Like, I want to look down at myself and say, is something wrong? Is my dress? What's wrong? Did I spill something on myself? Why is he looking at me?
Or look behind yourself, anything. And you know what?
You know?
I know exactly that feeling that you were talking about, that you were writing about it here, and that's the reason why I had mentioned it. I had never saw anybody capture it in that way, and it immediately linked up to all the little sensations and stuff that are going on at that time, the butterflies and the rest of that type of stuff. And then the approach.
I mean, just think about when you first met your wife. You know, you didn't know she was going to be your wife at the time. When you first met her and your first inkling of any feeling you ever had about her.
I behaved totally different with my wife than I did every other woman. And it went against everything that... It went against
everything. You ever
I was getting
about
some help.
With any
I was getting help and didn't know it. I said, how come I can't do this? How come it ain't even coming to my mind? And she liked that about me, too. I thought that was weird of me. You know what I mean?
This is what I wanted to capture. That's what I want to capture. That's what I want. I want to have that moment with somebody where, you know what, I don't know how long it's going to last, but in that moment, he's in tune with me, and I'm in tune with him.
I can't wait to hear the end of that, then.
My takeaway from that conversation, Jay, was this. I'm trying to find a man whose weird matches mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mama Donna, we both have homework. Let's go.
Okay.
Your description of his clothes was incredible.
A little bit funny. Somebody that knows when to be quiet when I'm quiet. You know,
he got to be firm, too, to throw that in there.
Ooh, we see how she described the outfit in my mind. The suit was tailored, and he was a long, lean man with no body fat, you know what I'm saying, no dad body.
And he had himself together, too. It wasn't sloppy.
You know what,
I mean, when she said that his pocket handkerchief matched his
dad bod.
Damn.
Never had a man that had a dad bod. Nope.
It was lovely. I can't wait to see the rest, hear the rest. It's a movie for me. So anyway, I'm looking forward to the ending of Key.
I love a well-dressed man that can dance. That's the other thing.
Have some more fun with these love things, because you have another piece that's a love piece too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And if I'm awake for the speed round, I'll read it then.
Mama Donna, we have enjoyed you like no other. We're about to open up the mics after we go ahead and do this station ID. 445, we see you. 573, we see you. 443, we see you. 909, we see you. Everybody else who is in here that do not have your hands raised, we appreciate you for coming in because we know that you guys are in here for the pure enjoyment of poetry and to listen to the banter that we're creating up here. Me and Mama Donna don't take no offense to the way we talk to one another. Me and Mama Donna, we are very good friends, and we speak that way to one another. And Gina's in the same boat with that, too. So if y'all hear us talking a little extra crazy in here, talk it up to this family.
Again, Selma.
Talk it up to family, because that's how family talk to each other.
Like I said,
that's
JJ Selma, that's my brother. I talk to him regularly. For one brief intermission, I'd like to let you know that Tapanica did, in fact, hear our shout-outs for her. And JP says simply, thank you and I love y'all. You know how she is. She's a woman of pure. That was a lie.
Yeah, we're going to be working with her. Mama Donna, hang around. We're going to be pulling you in shortly so we can have a discussion about some of the things that we've been talking about. We have a couple of topics we want to bring everybody in on. And 445, you will be next when we come back to you. All right, let's see what we got over here in the old time machine. Let's go ahead and see what we can go ahead and get into. And right on. Now, let me see a little sunset. See, I'm looking at things backwards, first of all. I'm going too fast. Let's try this one here then.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scar that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. But because of your past. Because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He would use cotton swabs or sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You would notice a change in your everyday living. You would notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Paul Cram with Season Time Epiphanies Only. Catch him here on any given day because we're here 7 days a week. And I need to remind you, if you're listening online or streaming, the call-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to join the conversation, add your poetry, or let us know what you'd like to put in this pot tonight as we talk about the connections that are healing. We're not in competition. We're doing collaborations. We're not DJs. We are PJs and on the ones and the twos. My brother, Just Jay, just spent that Paul Graham track for you. How you doing, partner? How you feeling?
Man, I'm so glad we're doing this show tonight. Let me tell you about it. The poetry has been incredible. The conversation has been incredible. Also, if a person does not want to do poetry, you do not have to do poetry. If you just want to come in here and chop it up with us for a few minutes, raise your hand and get on up in here. Yeah, that's how we're going to do that one today. But anyways, yeah, it's been incredible. That thing with Mama Donna, I think Mama Donna ready to go ahead and do a level jump on him. Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Paul Cram is ready to do a level jump on him. Well, if Paul, when Paul Cram finds out why he is this thing that he is, he's gonna be off the hook. He's gonna be a problem for him. This piece right here, Healing Time.
Try not to be a fan, girl. I'm just gonna say this out loud. I listen to that joint every day. Every day,
mm-hmm.
Not some days.
It go hard.
We're on Temptation every day, not some days, every day. I don't listen to everybody every day, but I got some joints that if I'm going through something, I need to hear something. And those be the somethings I need to hear. So come on, poets, send in those MP3s to Just J, J-U-S-J-A-E, Gina, G-E-N-A, Show, S-H-O-W, all lowercase, at Gmail. And we would love to play you as well.
That's the truth. That is the truth. We're about to go ahead and open these lines up. We're going to start talking about some pinpoint things, and we can have a group discussion with them. 445. I'm going to check with 215 again. Hey, yo, 215, you there? How about you? 540, Mama Donna, how about you? You there with us, Mama Donna? Mama Donna, you might be on mute.
Mama Donna,
I'm gonna go to...
I'm coming. Like I said, I was making my bed, so I was still finishing up making my bed. I was changing sheets and stuff, but I'm here.
All right. 445, is this La Perla Negra?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Y'all kind of scared me because I didn't hear the thing say unmuted. I'm like,
I didn't
say
hear
something.
Are y'all here stealthing folks tonight?
Seriously, I did not hear it. I'm good. I'm being patient.
All right. What had happened was when Mama Donna had finally spoke up, I had already hit the button, and then I didn't speak to you until after I had went through her. So that's probably why you didn't hear it right as I was speaking to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, 573, how about you? Who we got on the line?
Hey, it's your Spittle.
What's going on with you, Spittles? You good?
I am wonderful, dude. Wonderful.
My man.
I turned 23 yesterday, and I had a long, great day of the day. I worked 8 hours, came home clean for 2.5 hours, and I'm cooking. Talking to you.
Wait.
Life is good.
443, how about you? This Johnny's?
Yes, thank you, Johnny.
How you doing today, sister?
Woo-hoo! I'm good. I'm just drowsy. You know, it's past my bedtime.
Yeah. Have you been creating today?
It's been going 4 minutes. Have I been creating? Not yet. Night's still young.
All right. Well, I have a question that I'm going to go ahead and put on the table, and we're going to go ahead and go down the line. Can trauma pick your next mate? If anybody want to go ahead and give an answer to that, feel free to.
Can it pick your next mate? I don't think it can. You know what? Yeah, if you are not healed, and you allow that part of you to lead in your decisions. But it can also be a good thing because if you are past that trauma, you know what you don't want to deal with, and that will push you towards more positive attributes in a person. It can go either way. But yeah, I think it can. It can play a big part in you making that decision. Yeah.
And I know she has said about the if we are learning from those things also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, trauma can pick your mate because familiarity is a familiar feeling. It's a familiar area. So when somebody's good to you, you don't know what to do with that because it's unfamiliar. And that's why sometimes you'll have people turn away from a good guy or a good woman. Because it doesn't feel natural to you because you've been used to trauma-based relationships from childhood on up. So, and you equate that kind of your trauma with love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not love, but that's what you equate it with. So, yes, trauma can pick your mate.
I will go one step
and
further, too.
Learn.
Even if a person was trying to get away from exactly the opposite of that person that they were with, trauma has still picked that person's mate.
I can see that, too, because you think you'll run away from that thing that's hurting you, and sometimes you run into something that's going to hurt you worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you haven't healed.
Oh.
So they're not healing.
I don't know what
to do with it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gina.
In regards to let someone pick your mate, you know what's crazy? Because until he asked the question, I didn't think it applied to me. And then I saw something in my life. In my first marriage, there was a lot of domestic violence. So I wanted a man that I knew would not hit me. That was my second ex-husband, Moses. But you know what I found in exchange? A man who wanted a mommy. He needed somebody to take care of him and cook and clean and work and manage the finances and if they were children, raise them and do all the heavy lifting. And what did he have to do? Just be him. So I made a fatal mistake in believing that my past trauma from domestic violence was healed because you don't have to be being abused physically. No one doesn't have to be hitting you for you to still be in harm's way. I chose poorly because I was just not trying not to be hit, so that hit home for me. So thank you.
And I can see that happening, Gina, because, you know, his abuse was in a different way. It wasn't a physical abuse. It wasn't emotional abuse. Because what you needed from him was emotional support. And he was one of those men that propped you up and leaned on you, and he didn't allow you to lean on him. Which is my mark.
Thank you, Mama Donna.
Hey, we got a lot of beneficial things from out of that last conversation there. Somebody sent in a message. All right. This person may be in the room. I'm about to bring in 909. All right, 909, how about you? What do we have on the line?
Hi, guys.
Who this?
Hello. This Elizabeth.
What's
hey,
going on with you, Elizabeth?
Under the bus.
Yeah, your track is a little bit of a rock star over here, man. It's delusional.
Oh,
is it delusional?
That's crazy. I love that. That
I'm
happy to hear.
I'm hearing you're doing pretty good in Bucharest, too. No, just messing with you. But it's a really good track, though. I'm going to go ahead and play that next, as a matter of fact. All right, we're about to go ahead and get a little bit of poetry in. I'm going to say everybody back on the couch, and we're going to bring in 445 to go ahead and spit with us. Hold on one second. Janice, did you want to answer that last question that was there? It was posed about trauma picking our mates.
Not really. Only because I don't see a correlation that I can speak on, so I was just taking in what everyone was saying. And then more than likely tomorrow I have some thoughts about it. You know how I do.
Wait. We're going to have the event page up just for that then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the event page up just for that. All right, I'm about to set everybody back on the couch, and we're about to go ahead and squeeze this old Poem Factory out of 445. 215, did you ever say anything? I doubt if you did. How are you getting the best sleep of your life on the Just Jay and Gina show? 445, how you doing?
Which 445 are you talking to?
Yep, that's the one, because everybody else muted.
Okay, because I'm not the only one with a 445 number that I know. I ain't know if another one had called in and you unmuted them or if you were talking to me. I'm good.
I'm going to have to learn these area codes, I'm telling you.
Yo, Danielle, I told him earlier, I am the only 815. There'll be no others.
Okay.
Sound like the Highland or something. But we're going to go ahead and work it out. Tanya, what do you have for us as far as in the way of poetry?
It's a little something. It's called After the Love is Gone.
Ooh-wee, if you want to go ahead and do a setup for it, or however you want to go ahead and break it down to go ahead and warm it up, or if you just want to go straight into it. With that being said, Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so... this piece I wrote because my feelings had gotten hurt by a friend of mine, and I actually allowed him to do it to me, and when I should have known better, to fall into that little trap of excitement. So it's kind of took me back. Here it goes. After the love is gone, we still fight for it to have some presence to remain and grasp. And pride with some semblance of grace isn't even a thought. Peace I have, Love is the longing. But this is a fight my arms have grown tired in. So I may lose. Because so many times my soul and ego use my heart for their battlefield, no matter the fact that my intentions are pure love. Why do I keep allowing myself to be sucked into a vortex of hurtful clarity? There is no hurt for me to protect myself from. So belief that there's a need for armor is an unnecessary thing anymore. I've done all the releasing there is to be done. So I say this, after the love is gone, my cry tonight releases the key that is locking all chambers of my heart. I know really pure and true love exists. I've seen it in your eyes' connection when they see each other. And though love is absolute and doesn't cost a thing, the eyes for me to connect to are non-existent. And that's that peace.
Thank you.
We have to go animal. You with it? Clap them up.
Thank you.
You had mentioned love is belonging. Can you go to that line again? Probably about a quarter of the way down.
Okay, yeah. Peace I have. Love is the longing.
Go a little bit ahead of that, and then if you have to go up under that a little bit, you got the car bunch.
Okay, but this is a fight my arms have grown tired in, so I may lose. Because so many times my soul and ego use my heart for their battlefield, no matter the fact that my intentions are pure love. Why do I keep allowing myself to be sucked into a vortex of hateful hurtful clarity?
That was the part right there I was going to ask you about next, was that vortex of hurtful clarity. This was a deep piece. This is actually a piece that if we had time like that, I would like to go ahead and listen to this again. But due to the people that say raising their hands now, we're not going to have that type of time.
Love you.
No, never. Gina, what do you have for Danielle?
That I felt like she and I have a lot of similar love tales, and this resonated with me in a way that made me uncomfortable, but very familiar. Sometimes I have many times fooled myself into believing that the love that I give is going to be the love I receive. And it's not just a love relationship. Sometimes it's family. And it's harmful and it's hurtful. But you picked up your pen and you wrote it out, so I applaud you. I think I still have some work to do. Just hearing that, it makes me know that, you know, there's some residual hurts. You know what I'm saying, that aren't healed yet. I need to write pieces for those so that I can just let it go. I felt like you released, and I'm thanking you for sharing it with us because I needed that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, one of the later lines in there was when you had declared that I know true love exists. Because you had took us through a roller coaster ride today. It could have been your villain origin story. But I like how this one went right here. This is really nice, Danielle.
Thank you.
Oh, what do you have going on in the Epiphany universe?
Okay, you guys can catch me every Wednesday night co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. And that is in Divas Talk. And you can catch me Monday nights co-hosting with Sergio, a.k.a. King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. Back to you, Jay.
Well,
She just went ahead and showed y'all the tip of everything that she does. But if there's a slot here and there, Danielle be dropping in. Danielle is the Miss Everywhere, filling all the gaps, posts, all that type of stuff. Danielle is that dynamo, and we appreciate you very much, Danielle.
She's a James Brown of Epiphany. James Brown of Epiphany, ladies and gentlemen. The hardest working man in. Hey, stop me when I start lying. I'm telling the truth. She be out here making stuff happen.
And she be having a kid within close vicinity, and you don't hear no kid. So I'm really taking my hat off to your gangster. And the baby ain't grabbing the mic like, no, my time spent. None of that.
Oh, y'all already know.
Mm-hmm. Me from your tribe. Appreciate you there, Danielle. About to go ahead and slide you back to the couch.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Much love to you, sis. All right, Sinister Spittles, sir. Sinister Spittles.
Good evening. It is Sinister Spittles. Nanu, nanu. Hope everyone's well.
Hey, man. That was right on time with the nanu, nanu. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Alien Nation. Alien Twang Nation, man. I am the president. Get galactic.
It's always good to belong, man. It's always good to belong. Even if we have to be doing it on Zanu or wherever the hell we're doing it at. Man.
On my patio, trying to be left alone.
Was there anything that...
I got the music, I got the everything, man. It's fucking chill. I'm in chill zone.
Man. With what is the thing that you like to collaborate with your mate, Sinister, as far as like whether it's going to the store, whether it's talking trash over coffee, what is the collaboration that you and your mate do?
Well, I spend a lot of time with myself, and that's about it. Once we get to that point, however, conversation is key. You know, open bond, trust, understanding, eye contact, shit like that, you know, things I miss, don't have, but they'll come around. Everything's coming around. I don't get impatient anymore.
Was that the high point, the conversations?
When it was there, yeah, when it was there. See, because if you drive hard on palpitation, everything goes fuck all right. So you have to have that depth. And that's why I'm alone now, because I require that depth before I go there, and I'm very cautious. I'm a jaded motherfucker, so I'm very careful in my choices.
Got you. But your insights, man, are just as important as everything else, man, because we have this stew here. We're throwing these chunks of meat in here, man, so we appreciate your contributions. Brother, do you have a piece for us tonight?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to go ahead and let the lovely Gina Storm go ahead and send you on your way, and you can do whatever that time you want to, brother. Well, my sister might be a little tied up. With that being said, Sinister Spittles, sir, the mic is yours.
This is fucking drudgery. Go away. Here money is ignorance, a true semblance of shallow death. What you wanted drives hard blame and absent mistakes. Life drawn truths made roadrunner fallacy, beep, beep. Spreading lies in lost moments. Time we drifted and love died. Granted ambitious, these precursors lost like the bandit that ignorance could buy. I don't regret lost time. Learn. Cry. Forgive me not for being birthed under the golden sun. West Coast intentions, right, subtly hardwired in me as something you couldn't accept. The drought of reason is not what you hoped. Landlocked in mineral binds and hillbilly swag, you whiskey's a hag. Lost my Mary when I embraced your dim high, lost in heat stroke, forgive my father who sins. I'm still West Coast. Satan is my motor. No longer your martyr. I'm 6 feet above your three. I feel internal combustion as my motor now hums when it runs. I've averted your demeanor into East Coast parallels that I wish to behold and loose myself in. A sheen of electricity, something other than your cancer running through my soul. A lighthouse is on my mind. A kiss. Now knowing myself, I'm into me. Are you into you, baby? As sexy only tote slim lines. Ooh, when I'm always next to me, I see too much. And perceive little knowledge base. Don't test the bad habit I wish not to go. Lonely don't equate desperation to plight. So please, please, no. Pretty and muddy lines, how one loses control, falling apart, sweetheart. That ain't me. I'm a conundrum free, a fucking drudgery. Debauchery breeze.
Oh, this right here was a treat. Hey, man, you was deep in the pocket, bro. You was really deep in the pocket. Man. Hold on, let me make sure that Gina's still with us, because I probably should have checked over there on the... Oh, crap. She is not. All right, Gina, I got you.
Partner, I'm here.
Gina.
Yeah, he lost his entire mind. Nephew, you can't come on to just there and Gina. We're family. People know that you're my nephew. You can't come in here and do that, bro. Jay, get him.
I know. He has a real crazy line to hear. I like when you had Kane. He was like, love died. I don't regret lost time. Tell me about lost time. What you would consider lost time. That made it enough for you to put it into this poem. What is lost time?
It's just my acknowledgement that I don't live in remorse. That's lost time. You know, all those things that you wish never happened that happened, I don't regret those things. They happened. I'm better for it. As bad as they were or as good as they were, whatever they were, they made me who I am today. So I don't regret that time. Even loss is a thing to be.
Oh, you had a couple of cutting lines through here, too, and most of them had got away from me, but I got this one right here. You said, something other than your cancer running through my soul. Oof. All right. What's don't test the bad habit? What's the bad habit?
Running into palpitations, looking for a quick fix, you know. I'm done with drugs and shit. I can see myself venturing into that, and I won't do it. It's not who I am. But, you know, it's there. So it's acknowledgement, you know. And it really moves on all of them, because once you start that seeping, then the cancer does run through the soul, right? So it's a continually check yourself. Like, you know, right now everything's changing for me, right? And I find myself wanting to freak the fuck out or do stupid shit, and I'll say it to somebody, and then I check myself, and that's what I do with my poetry, the same thing, you know. It's just keeping yourself in the toe, you know, toeing that fucking line.
Man, dope piece. Hey, Gina, do you have anything to go ahead and drop on this before we move forward?
Unlike you. I have no lines I can pick out. But like you, I know when he's in the pocket. That cadence was amazing. We need to get that clipped out and turn it to an MP3 immediately, because I had never heard anything like that from you. And not with that level of energy and I know sometimes you do what you do, I think because it's effortless, but sometimes you do what you do intentionally, and this sounded intentional to me. So, I support it. I'm glad you came through. I sent you a bad signal. I'm glad you showed up, and I appreciate
it. Yep. I got it. Here I am. You've been civilized.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sinister Spittle, ladies and gentlemen. Tell our listeners where they can find you, because you're sometimes elusive, but I always end up hearing you.
Sorry, I forgot all about the butter for the damn mushrooms.
Don't burn yourself up.
Anyway, right now, Facebook is it. There's shit tons of videos. You can hear that cadence on my videos. I'm getting ready to switch it all over to YouTube. And other than that, you know, that's it. Right now, I'm very limited in my array.
You're
getting ready to publish.
The Cafe with Nyla every Thursday. You're also here every other Saturday with just Jay and myself. So don't sell yourself short, sir.
Yes, and the Get Down. I'm always the Get Down, too, and the Divas. And
the Get Down. Absolutely.
So, yes, and speaking, yes, you're right. I've had a long day. I've been up since 7. Well, no, I've been up since 4.
All right.
8, then I came home and cleaned for 2 hours. You know, I'm cooking. So I'm sorry.
We appreciate you. I'm so glad you made it through that, too. See you in 2 weeks. See you on the next mic, because obviously it'll be sooner than this. So, one love on Mike.
All right, take care, Spills.
One love on Mike.
All right, we have 443 here. 443, how about you?
Hey, good evening.
Uh-oh, watch out. Now, I know that voice. That's Barry White.
Okay.
Barry White, listen. He took all the babies in the family.
That's a lobster roll. He's calling from Maryland, so that's a lobster roll with a side of, I like your name.
How you doing tonight, Johnny's?
Good. Just sitting back and listening. All right.
Cool. You had your hand up, so I said, let me go ahead and bring her back on here for the rinse.
Yeah.
What have you been thinking of the show tonight?
I was thinking about the topic and how I can speak more so on collaboration in general, because that's the thing that brings me the most joy. But,
hold on 1 second. I got to make a quick announcement. Y'all have about 88 seconds to go ahead and call in here, or she's about to call you off if you are online. If you came in here online, you're about to get cut off in about 70 seconds. 319-527-6300 is the only way to get in here to go ahead and continue with us. I'm so sorry, Johnny. You were talking about collaborations in general.
No, that's cool. Yeah, so that's what I find the most joy in. That's what grounds me when I'm all over the place. And so I was just thinking about with the topic as far as collaboration and relationships and collaboration and love, there's still parallels with that for me because of how
there
I
is.
Approach collaboration. Yeah. Because of how I approach collaboration, it always starts with discussion. It starts with sharing ideas and concepts. And then even if one person starts, it's something, the way I approach it, you kind of check in throughout the process of completing one piece together. It's not two separate pieces, not the way I do collaboration. It's not two separate pieces because that's still individualistic. And so when I share ideas with someone, we're coming together and we're creating one solid piece. And I love it when it's to the point where you can't tell who did what. That's what I love. That's collaboration for me. And I see that for relationships too, like, similarly, you have to share those ideas and concepts and come together and check in throughout
whatever it is that you're working on, you know?
In the very beginning that you had talked about the way it makes you feel when you when you have a good collaboration. When you gave us a little bit of a glimpse of that, what is the feeling that you actually get when you have a good collaboration? Because it's something different than doing it by yourself and things are going well. But when you're doing this with another person and things go well, how does that feel?
That is my happy place. So with Essentially Creative, if you notice, I use a yellow heart and three gold stars. Yellow is that joyous color. It's sunshine. It's light. That's why I use that yellow heart and three gold stars. It's happiness. It's joy. That's how I see collaboration.
Sister Gina, you there?
I'm down here. I'm just in my feels. And sometimes I can't, like, articulate because I need to get my life right. When she was talking about yellow. And I would see these yellow hearts. I was like, what the deuce? But I'll be honest with you. So my father used to give my mother yellow roses. And I had Googled them, like, when I was old enough and Google was available. And they're like the rose of friendship. But you can't marry a person you're not friends with. So to me, those yellow roses meant so much more now that he's gone. And then my mother would always say, you're not fancy. You like regular things. I mean, I might eat french fries with a fork, but it's only because I don't eat ketchup, and if I use any kind of sauce or dip, I use, like, mumbo sauce. You live in the DMV. You know I'm talking about. And if I put mumbo sauce on my french fries, I don't want to have to lick my fingertips on a first date. You know what I'm talking about? So you have to use a fork. So if that makes me mean, I have to accept who I am. But what I was lacking was my connection to how all of this began. Like, there were things in my life that made it necessary for me to see that it's not just what you've been through or who you've been attached to, but sometimes it's the connection that you're going to make. And based on what you share, who you're going to attract. So for me, it's sometimes a roadmap or a GPS or I'm not really technology advanced, but I will say a connection, a vibe, a frequency. I'm from the Small House of Poetry. You don't know my you feel Small House, so you know what I'm talking about. So it's a thing that you have to just latch on to or latch on. Because every time Jay comes on and he gives feedback for people's poems or what they're saying or the answer to the questions, all I can say is he picked out something I didn't get. I didn't get the words that were said. I got the emotions that were felt. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I got you, sis. And I just want to say this, because she will never say this herself. I had a lot of days when I was feeling real down and mighty low. And you were there for me.
Of course.
And I needed you. But you didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? You just did it because that's who you are.
We're family.
You're the world to me. Absolutely. So when I say that, I say this. All the things that you do, the videos that you make, the poetry that you spit, the energy that you give, it's a sacrifice because you're giving. I'm trying to give back. Let me fill your cup, sis, because I love you and I thank you. And you just don't know what you did for me because I am literally having one of the best days that I've had in March. And it's because of you. You didn't even know it.
Love you, Bunches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jay, the mic is yours.
sweet, sweet, sweet. Did you bring a piece in for us tonight?
I brought a collaboration even.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk to you about your collaboration things afterwards, too. but I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and hand you this mic, whatever setup that you need to go ahead to this, whatever preheat. With that being said, mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. So this is one of my favorite collaborations. It's from way back in 2007. And this is someone I used to collaborate with all the time. The title is A Voice in Blue. Perhaps this is settled too deeply within, when a held breath gives way to silent tears. Fears resurface, though a voice subdued is found, bound while holding back a smile, pulled ever taut. Wrought by this indistinct view of a prior aim, framed in this existence of hesitance and fear. Near draws eyes to see beyond a tempered smile, while longing to release from lingering lassitude. Solicitude, in subtle ways, so gently soothes, proves a voice within was never truly lost. Tossed restraints, allowing hopes and dreams to soar more than words, touching a heart as grays elapse. In peace.
Don't you make me want to make that go back and you do that again when we got that type of time like that. Don't do that. What's going on in this piece here, Janice?
Woo! So, I love these when I stumble on these, because we have a book of this. There's pieces that we did individually, and then there's collaborative pieces. And this is one of the collaborative pieces. And there's a lot of color in these. And so I'm pretty sure I started this piece because it sounds like something I would say. Perhaps this has too deeply within. So one of the things that I've done with color, which is probably kind of typical, but sadness and the things that weigh on you, those are the grays, right? But the title is A Voice in Blue, and one of the things that this person used to do for me is remind me of all of the other colors. And so this was a chance for me to express how things were weighing on me, and then the responses in the collaboration was just kind of like drawing that out from me and for me.
Oh, wow. When you say collaboration, And the way that you were saying it was like it was so intermeshed that you couldn't, that you had to see little clues to show it was you. Were you guys doing like line for line, or what type of collaboration was this?
The way we used to do collaborations is one person, either person would start depending on whose idea it was, and you would write until you just paused, wherever that may be. You may do a whole stanza. You may spill over into the next stanza. You may stop in the middle of a line, and the other person will pick up where the last person left off. So ultimately, you have one piece. So we would just write until, hey, I'm stuck right here. Can you pick up where I left off? Sometimes the person will pick up, or we would just talk through it, and then maybe you would pick up after that conversation. But if I look back on these, I have to kind of like linger on it a little bit to see, okay, I think that's my line. I'm not 100% sure. But I can tell because there's certain phrases that I still kind of use. That's how I can tell.
Right.
I know that first line is mine. I know the first two lines are mine, but the rest, it's all intermingled. But that's how we used to write.
Oh, wow. You know, that's like the rap collaborations like they used to do back then. They may go for a nice chunk to chunk, or they may just go ahead back to back to back to back, or however it works out, whatever way came out the most organic. These folks that you were with at that time, were you guys doing this on a regular, or was this like every now and then you meet up?
No, this is the forum that we were on had workshops every day, and there were challenges every week. So I think this is one of the weekly challenges,
because this was actually like a poetry form too. It was like the last word for one line rhymed with the first word for the next line. Like, this was a poetry form. I just can't remember the name of it. But yeah, we had workshops. We were writing every day. I miss doing that. I'm trying to get back to that.
All right. Oh, hold on just a moment.
Sure.
All right. There was a line in here that I want to run by you, and then you tell me what it means in this piece. This existence of hesitation and fear.
Trained in this existence of hesitance and fear. That's definitely my line. And the prior one is their line. But so I speak on hesitance in a lot of pieces. And maybe that goes back to the question that you had earlier as far as trauma. So I think for me, what's apparent in me that people can pick up on as they get to know me is that there's a whole lot of hesitance kind of lingering from trauma. And so when that's recognized, I have to be careful of who pays attention to that, because for some, that creates a target, you know? There's some who will take advantage of that. And but I write, this is back in 2007, and I still write about hesitance. So for me, healing is a process. I don't necessarily put ED on the end of it because it's not linear for me. I may work through something, but then the next situation may bring back something that I thought I was finished working on, but I still need to, and I'm okay with that. I don't feel discouraged when I realize, hey, I still need to work on this, but maybe differently this time because I did learn something from previously, but it's a process for me and it's not linear.
Hey, I love that explanation right there. That explanation alone let me know that you have been processing this. Beautiful stuff, sis.
Appreciate you.
All right. Since we're going to go ahead and slide you back on the comfy couch, we haven't made a mind up about whether we're going to do a speed round or not, but we have 47 minutes to go ahead and figure that out. Ladies and gentlemen, as of 13 minutes ago, if you did not call from Blog Talk, I mean call from online, you don't even know I'm saying this. Your travel plans have been taken care of. And, yeah, Janice, it's always a pleasure collabing with you, speaking about poetry with you, philosophy and life and everything else. We appreciate you so much there at the Small House. You have no idea.
Appreciate you, too.
All right. You still with us, Gina? Gina, are you still with us?
I was with you like sugar don't go on grits because my mom. He said, I want breakfast grits. I was like, what, sugar? She was like, are you cussing at me? No, ma'am. I was look. Make it make sense way. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Amen.
Back in the 1800s. Oh, so you declare war. You say my wife grits need sugar.
I was talking cray cray. So I want to thank Johnny's for being part of Small House of Poetry as well, here supporting us at the Epiphany family, doing the thing that she does, because she is not just Johnny's. She is essential.
She is definitely essential. All right, we're about to go ahead and bring in this old 909 that we got off in this joint, bro. We lost Paul Simpson. Man.
It's because you called me bro and not sis, but I ain't mad at you, JJ.
All right, let's go ahead and get on in here then. How about you then, 909? Your cover has been blown.
What about 909?
The cover has been blown.
The bad look.
The cover has been blown.
What cover? Ever begin with?
It's Elizabeth who throwing you under the bus and not Paul Simpson. Thank
none.
She
better try to get up without that matrix. I know that's for real. Your bus going through a tunnel is the reason why it's under something. Elizabeth, can you hear us? Because you're going into the matrix. Jesus, is it me?
I hear nothing.
Oh, Elizabeth, you're so deep in the matrix, we ain't going to even joke around like that.
So, Jay, it's you.
I know. That's why I recognize it.
I'll mute myself. You mute yourself, and let's see.
All right, go ahead and speak, Elizabeth. We're about to mute our mic. Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so what am I doing?
I'll tell you what. No, you're still in the matrix. You got to figure out a way to go ahead and put one foot in the air or something. You have to go ahead and do this crane style to get this piece off, apparently.
Okay, wait, am I
still But before
there?
That happened. Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth.
Six.
I'm about to play a track. And then once we get done with the track, and then we'll see if we have the problems with your, what's the name, cleared up. Yeah, you might have to make yourself an antenna out of a...
Am I still...
Yes.
No,
am I still bad?
You need an aluminum hat. Put some tin foil together.
I need an aluminum hat. That's crazy.
Man, out of tin foil. I'm talking about we hearing every third word, and it's using J.
Yeah, and on Clubhouse. I tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and play this snippet. And this, Gina, I'm going to need you to get that raw links at the end of
right
it.
Now.
Yes. Wait a minute. Say it again.
Am I still in the matrix right now?
No.
Yeah, no, she's shaking.
Am I in the matrix right now? Am I shaky? Am I good?
You judge, because I can hear her, but I don't know if you can. Yeah.
No, she's still in the matrix.
It's
pinging on it.
It's a little shaky, but I can still hear it, and that's not good enough, Mommy. We want this to be able to be played back as a track. So, yeah, we need you stellar. Dave.
Hold on a minute. I'm about to go ahead and go into the what's the name, and we'll be back, everybody. Y'all hold on tight.
Okay.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Sun that brightens the day, an illumination from the moon that shines light on the darkest corners of life, the shadows. The love for me is delusional. But is it delusional? I'd walk through the rising fire and crawl inside the dancing flame, cover my eyes in burning coal, choke on the ashes, dust gray, just to be in reach of seeing your face.
for the rest of time. I'd endlessly go with you, next to me, by my side, to live a life with you a life to live, to build a new tomorrow begins with the choices made today. A catalyst for conviction to never let this fade. Not even a single degree forever in a moment, each moment for eternity. Off of my lips, the skin peels. As I pray, we never lose our way or stumble aimlessly with a blind eye. And that we will always rise from the twisted tormentors, the morbidly fake, and away from the stench of those who have decayed. You can trust me. You can believe that I will never make a single promise or utter a word about out loud to give even one vow to which I would not adhere. I can't even spell the word betray, let alone fling it around. No more distractions exist. Set forth with a purpose. No more selfish inhibitions exist. Set us on solid ground. Cast aside the righteousness. Cast aside their blinding lies. Fill up the fake with dirt, then let them suffocate in the water. So they're the only ones covered in filthy false pride. My heart's a pulsing life. My heart continuously bleeds. My heart, it never fades. Passion crawling on my skin, moving slow and then sinking in. My bones deep within. For me, it seems delusional. But is it delusion that love is a fuel for my fire? The darkest sweet desire, a pleasant burning artery, veins with a fantasy dancing on the tips of the rising flames. A selfless act. A conscious thought. A realm with reason, a bullet buried deep in the center of my brain. Delusional to think you feel the same. I don't think it's delusional.
How about you, 909? Oh, my goodness. This argument. Can you hear me now?
Hang on. Can you hear me now? Am I good now?
You sound like you want to be in the bed.
Am I good now?
Bad.
Yes or no?
Yes, you sound. I can make out what you're saying.
Seconds.
Don't you be zooming down the street,
man. Give me like 2 seconds because I'm. Listen. I'm trying to get out of the matrix, the matrix heck.
Look, in my daughter's voice, make it make sense. Houseway, just be careful. We'll be here. There'll be no dead air. We're going to make it happen, Captain. It's going to be all right.
She's trying to go the extra mile, literally.
So, just say, I don't know if
okay.
We can check your
Let
messenger.
Me know how I sound now.
Ooh.
We can hear you.
Do I sound better?
Do you want to try to go ahead and do it like this right here?
Let's see.
Hang on. Give me like 2 seconds because I'm about to be in the real civilization. I was behind a whole bunch of things that you couldn't hear me from, and that's why the connection was so bad.
I'm getting Dukes of Hazzard vibes, like you're jumping over stuff. You're jumping over bridges that used to be there and try to get. We're jumping over tables.
We're jumping over tables, flying over things. Just let me.
It happens.
Pull.
It happens.
Okay, so am I clear right now, though? Like, yes, yes.
It sounds
I'm
like
good.
You
want to
be
yes.
in there, but we will accept it at this point.
Okay. Because, like,
you know, Give her the mic while she still has the inspiration.
Okay. I have full bars right now. How am I?
Lord.
We're going to call it good enough for now.
We're going to call it good enough. Let's see.
Dang.
Okay, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am introducing to some, reacquainting others with our sister, Elizabeth Carpenter, a.k.a. Lizzie, under the bus. The mic is yours.
Okay. So, the piece I will be doing is called Psychopathic Killer. That is the piece I will be doing. Okay. So. Sometimes, curve on your hardened notions of my tongue, logic comes waltzing into the scenario that taints my vision. The ache becomes more intense as I feel you wrapped around me tightly like a vine, forgetting would be the easy way out. But my heart and soul is often at war with my mind, so I linger in those unspoken moments in hope of catching another glimpse of you, the translucent thread that keeps my heart bound to yours, because I know that good men are rarely perfect. Your imperfections are equivalent to the impurities that taint me just as equally. The heart remains firmly set on you. Even after all that is said and done, faith tethered to the possibilities of the impossibilities that render me weak some days. Too weak to walk beside someone who isn't you. Someone who knows how to touch me until I'm trembling and blossoming underneath the strength of their decisiveness. Yet, I could sit next to you for eternity, trace the lines upon your face and be certain where you've been and where we're going together. Nestled into the warmth of your arms, I feel the rise and fall of your chest as I ponder the synchronicities of our breath and the way my limbs might feel at home while draped around yours, while I attempt to decipher the taste upon your lips was me. It was always you and me. I tasted like devotion and the contagious notion of diversity as our awareness and appreciation of one another unfolded rapidly, as we learned to absorb the sentiments that lingered in our stare. As you stared intently, seeking yourself into the depths of my eyes, the kind of love that has no boundaries, as love is as raw and vast as the wilderness that lies within the depths of you, so it's violently, fiercely, yet fascinatingly gentle, as the soul knows the heart of its healer. There are many things I'd love to say to you, but this lifetime is too short, which reminds me we must show redemptive grace towards those who have hurt us unintentionally. And for all you know, the truth you were seeking could be hidden in the soft intercals that were whispered to the universe to keep you safe each and every day. Sides in my mind and taunts me as a tenant that needs to be evicted. Poem.
And here's to you staying one step ahead of those inner thoughts. Not even the Matrix could hold you down. Not even your own inner thoughts could hold you down. Gina, what did you think of this poem here?
It was worth the wait. 9 times out of 10, when situations like this take place, I feel so bad for the person. And I remember the first time that person was me, and I was like, oh, gee, I'm not going to be able to share. I'm going to have to listen. But her resilience
and delivery of said piece let me know that she didn't care if she had to drive 100 miles before the show ended. If she had to be going 100 miles an hour to get there, she was going to make sure she's with that piece. And I love that about you, Elizabeth. It's like you have something that's necessary. You're like, how would they call that? Gift wrapped in an anomaly. Like, I just thought that you were quirky and awesome and nerdy like me. And then you happen to be this amazing poet, too. Oh, forget that. There's the gift. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What's that noise in the background?
A windshield wipers.
My car.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. You are a phenomenal poet. How did it feel for you to hear "Is It Delusional"?
Pretty cool. This is one of my favorite pieces I've recorded, honestly. I know I have a couple. I think I've sent them to you guys. I don't know if you've gotten those, but if not, I will resend them.
I don't think I got them. I only have the one so far.
That's my favorite.
Because I thought I sent you guys both my Please Mind My Mental Health, which is actually a love piece, and there was another one I had that I thought I sent as well. But I'll resend those to you.
If you would. Make sure that your name is also in the name of the title, because a lot of times we'll get tracks here and there'll just be a name and we don't have anybody to put them to, and it kind of slow down the process of us processing them.
Is it delusional? I guess I did only send the one. Okay, so I'll resend those to you guys.
All right.
But yeah, it's interesting hearing my own voice back to me. I'm glad.
It's been very popular. It's been very popular. You know, people have asked about it and stuff like that. We point them straight to you. This whole thing that we're doing is to try to create this lane for poets where we're being listened to like music.
I love collaboration. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because DJs are out here spinning music that we don't even listen to. Let's listen to spoken word artists that we actually feel akin to. Rotate that. So thank you, Jen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's what we're doing over here. We're trying to create an awareness for poets and create a lane where people are looking for our brand of music. Because that what you did there is music. Most of the poetry that we hear is actually very complex music. If you actually look at music lyrics and read them, they're kind of boring.
Absolutely.
And kind of crazy sounding. But we have very complicated systems and schemes throughout our whole entire, I'm going to say it, poetry, music, whatever it is.
I absolutely agree.
All right. Collaborating in love. Do you have an example of collaborating in love, Elizabeth?
Collaborating in love. Like collaborating in love as in like couples, or like love as in friendship?
Friendship, couples, neighbor, grandma, however you have it.
Absolutely. I think, I know they say sometimes that men and women can't be friends, but I honestly will disagree with that statement, because one of my best friends is completely platonic, and it is probably one of the most loving, like, reassuring, like, friendships I have. And we can go to each other about anything and be honest with each other and tell each other, like, yo, you fucking up.
Real friendship.
It's just the, yeah, And, like, I haven't been more thankful for that relationship. And, like, even with, like, my close circle right now is all of those things. And I appreciate all of them for that.
Sweet, sweet. Well, what's the main thing that you see is wrong with people and how they look at the merger of their lives or the what's the problem with that? Because everybody's seen it, there's a problem. Everybody speaks to the problem, but in your eyes, what is the problem to stop people from being together like that?
I think the problem, especially when it comes to romantical, like, relationships, is there's not a solid friendship before the romance. I strongly believe you have to have a friendship strongly if you want to have a lasting, like, romantic relationship. Because at the end of the day, our looks are going to fade, but, like, am I still going to like you and want to hang out with you?
Right. Has the whole online thing helped with that? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, repeat your question.
I was asking, has the whole online thing helped with that, or has it created more problems as far as for catfishing?
I think it's either or. I think if you vet your people, and, you know, I know for me, some of my best friends are from online. So, you know, that's just kind of the way the world kind of moves right now. But I think, you know, what people put too much on is materialistic. What can you give me? What can you provide me? And it's not what can we provide each other.
Mm. Some people say they subscribe to the 50%. 50%, I don't think that's fair because there's no way to go ahead and measure that. But if both people are putting in 100%, then that should be the goal.
Yeah, so for me, it is, I put 100, you put 100. So when you're lacking 50, I can pick up that 50. When I'm lacking that 50, cool, you can pick up that 50. When I'm lacking that 30, I pick up that 30. It goes
sweet,
either way.
Sweet. Gina, anything else for Mrs. Carpenter before she gets out of here?
Oh, look, I'm going to just say this honestly and out loud. I wish I understood that math. I've given so much of me that I didn't get the right math back. So right now I'm just looking for this. Don't expect me to fill in your gap. Right now I feel like my life does not have a lack. The only thing I lack is a partner. It doesn't make me less than whole. Absolutely not. Would I like to have someone in my life? Sure I would. Am I going to sacrifice my peace of mind day to day knowing that I got me just to have somebody? Nope. So if you have what I have, and the only thing that we both need basically is each other, let's go. And outside of that, I don't know the rest of the math. That for me computes. But I love what you said and how you said it. I have friends who pick up the ball when I drop it. You know, I've sometimes had to be the one who threw the winning pass. But however it works out, that's friendship. But in love relationships, I'm a little different. But in friendships, I give you everything I got. Like all of that. I love the fact that you made time to come back and call again when your call dropped because you were like, I think I'm in queue.
Yeah, I wanted to come support you guys. We missed you.
And we appreciate that.
At the kitchen today.
I missed me at the kitchen today. When I woke up, it was over already. So all I can do is what I can do.
I was looking for you guys. I couldn't find you.
Yes, everybody was busy. We just, there was no one available. So we'll
see
you
next week. Yeah, we missed you guys
today.
You were missed. Absolutely.
And that's a good thing to know and to hear. So I love that. And hopefully I'll see you before next Friday. But if not, then I'll happily be the one under the bus.
Can we hear that before you get out of here with me right now? I don't think if we didn't.
Absolutely. Under the bus.
under the bus. I just threw myself under the bus. Under the bus.
Sweet.
One love, one mic. Love you, Elizabeth.
All right. That was a treat. That was a straight up treat. All right, Gina, I think we'd have made our way through the line.
Okay,
we still have four hands up.
I'm just thinking that if nobody else wants to share poetry or no commentary, they could do poetry because we still got. I think the Blog Talk lady will let us get it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got three hands up now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we got two down. Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and check with 609 again.
All right,
609, how you doing? Oh, that's my Madonna, 540.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing.
I have no idea.
Sometimes. Love it here.
Did you have another piece you want to spit, Mama Donna? We're trying to see if we can go do a mini speed round.
Yeah. Even if it's just the three of us, yeah, Jay?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sweet. Janice, do you have a piece that you want to spit?
I am trying to make sure that I have the words. I think I do. I want to say yes.
All right. We're going to put you down as a yes for now. If you have to pull out, then pull out.
Yeah, I got you.
215. Ed is here. 215, how about you?
Peace, my brother, Just Jay and Gina. How y'all doing?
Hey, Quinn.
Oh, shoot, that's Ed, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shoot, dude, we didn't know that that was you, man. How you doing, Ed?
I'm peaceful, man. I'm loving the conversation, brother. I've been here.
Man, I know you have. I'm trying to figure out who this mystery person is. It's you, bro. You ain't no mystery person. You
no, that's
now.
Family. That's family.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Isley brother's nephew.
Oh, man.
Hold on. That's my brother from another mother.
That's right. That's right, Gina. That's right. That's right.
Hey, keep him honest. Keep him honest.
I got one question. I've heard, I think that was Gina. My question would be two things. Her mama Donna say something to her. First question is, how would you know if one or yourself is healed? And then I heard, I think it was Gina saying about, you know, she has everything in her life. When she looked for a relationship, she would be there. But the question is, how would you know if you met Mr. Right? What are some characteristics? And then I personally think, I'll wait for them two questions. If that's some more to that.
Oh, okay, so can we break it down into a simple question with minimum verbiage? Because you didn't just meet me, and I'm too high to process complex questions. Let's go.
Okay. What are three things you look for in your potential partner?
My potential partner, if I felt like he was the one, this is him, he's it. Okay, one. And I didn't believe that I had this kind of limitation, but I do. He needs to be tall enough to ride this ride. Because barefoot, I'm 5'8". And with heels, I'm 5'11 or 6 feet tall. And the average man be like, oh, you're an Amazon or you're a skyscraper. I don't know if I can climb that. And I'm thinking, one, you didn't get an invitation. And two, I'm not checking for you anyway. But one specifically is tall enough to not be insecure in his height. And I'm not saying he's got to be 5'8 or high or taller barefoot. What I'm saying is if he is just 5'8", and I decide to wear heels in an evening, I don't want him to feel emasculated because I'm taller. Two, I need him not to need me. I need him to want me. Because I got me. I need you to have you. I need you to be secure enough in yourself, financially secure enough to feel like you don't have to depend on my income to stay afloat, or you need me to get you over the hump. I need you to have you already established so that I can bring my establishment, and together we can build an empire. Can't do that with someone who doesn't have that same mindset. I can't do that with someone who can't balance a checkbook. I can't do that for someone who's going to, you know, keep me in a situation that's going to be detrimental to me financially. So, yeah, no, that's two. And three, I watch a series sometimes on Netflix, and it's called Love is Blind. And there was a girl who found a person that she thought was her person. But he was an atheist and she was a Christian.
Oh.
You don't believe in God. You don't worship him. Or your God isn't my God. And you don't worship where I worship. We don't read the same Bible. We don't have the same moral code or belief system. We weren't raised the way, even if you were raised differently, this is something that you came into later. Know where I am spiritually. Know where I am and what my needs are. I need you to be a man that can pray for me when I have given up and can't pray for myself. But I can't let just anybody pray for me. I need someone who knows who the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are. I need someone who is not just winging it or saying what they think I want to hear. So what I need is a tall man, preferably. I'm not tall, with tall man energy. I'll give you that. Two, someone secure in himself so that he doesn't feel like I'm his mother, because I can't mother another man. I need a grown man that's on his grown man. And three, spiritual, but not just the spiritual, because some people say spiritual, but it doesn't mean religious. So religiously, my beliefs are very concrete. Those are in alignment, and I see you as a worthy candidate for marriage or a partnership. That's my answer.
You there, Brother Ed? You on mute?
Yes. Thank you so much, Gina. That was very thorough. I appreciate that answer. Appreciate you very much.
I felt like I had to be, because previously I wasn't specific, and I got what I got.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I would say is this. I like everything you said. I already said, but the good side, I look at religion like this here. If you're 4+3 and I'm 5+2, we both believe in God, maybe a different expression. You're both 7, right?
For me, that feels under the category of spirituality more than religion. But I'm not knocking that, nor am I saying that it's wrong. I'm just viewing it the way that I do. But I got you.
Yes, that's beautiful.
But math be math, and you know, as long as the math works, I feel you on that. If that works for you, then run the math, sir.
Yes, appreciate it.
Sweet, sweet. Did you say you had something for Mama Donna, too?
Yes. Mama Donna mentioned healing. And you hear that often, healing. You know, you got to heal. We got to heal. And I definitely believe in, you know, healing. So my question is, how do you know when you or your, you know, partner, significant other has, you know, healed?
All right. Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Okay, I got to be sure. It's an interesting question for me, because I'm always on a journey of healing, because every time I thought that I have met somebody that is different from everybody I've ever met before, they turn out to be just the same person, just wrapped in a different cloth. And I can't speak for them, because they weren't, the men that I've met weren't they weren't on a healing journey. They weren't looking to heal. They were looking for someone to take care of them. And because I had a nurturing spirit about myself, I love taking care of people. That's what I do in my job. And I found out I was taking care of men when I was in relationships. So I have been on this journey of trying of healing. And I like what Johnny say. It's not something I'm freaking out about. I used to freak out about it. Oh, am I? I thought I healed over that. I can't do that anymore. It's a process. It's something I'm always going to be working through. I don't know if there will be an end to the healing process because there's so many layers of issues and traumas that I've gone through to give and say, have I reached that last peel? I don't know. So I just keep striving and see what happens. I hope that answers your question.
That was a very profound response, Mama Donna. I see healing as a journey with no destination. It's a journey, so I embrace it, I trust it, I honor it. But for me, I think when I things that used to trigger me or hinder me no longer have that effect on me, I know right then that that's the area that I have improved and healed in. But just because I'm healed today don't mean I'll be healed tomorrow, but I'll continue to do what people call self-care, shadow work, things of that nature.
And so very true, and that's why I say I've done the best thing for me right now. I don't know if I'm healed because I haven't been in a relationship in over 7 years, so I can't say if I'm healed when it comes to a relationship. I know what I want, and I know what I won't settle for, and I will never settle again. So it hasn't been tested because I haven't opened myself up for to be tested. So I'm just keep on working and keep on striving.
This commentary here has been incredible. We actually overextended the time to be able to go ahead and get a speed round in. Apologize to everybody about that, but we have like another 7 minutes to go ahead and go. 445233, I see you down there. 502931, we appreciate you rocking with us the whole time. And this has been a pretty good room. It's been a pretty good discussion. We ain't going as deep as we had planned to, but I guess we went in as deep as it organically happened. So, feel like a success, don't it, partner?
You went as deep as necessary.
Exactly.
I do. No, honestly, that's my thought. I was like, that's as deep as it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to have. Conversation RA to be continued.
Yeah. Appreciate everybody who rocked with us today, too. Well, Gina, I think we should go ahead and wrap this up with a couple of tracks. I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight to Ed. Hey, brother, man, we appreciate you coming through, Ed.
This was phenomenal. Thank you for allowing me to come here. This was phenomenal, brother. Thank you.
Man, appreciate the words of wisdom at the end, too.
Thank you for the questions.
Absolutely.
For sure. Zanis, we appreciate you for rocking out with us, lady.
Of course.
For sure.
Zanis.
Hey, sis, you have... I know. Zanis, you have been doing a lot of heavy lifting around there, around the small house, lady. We appreciate all the hard work that you've been doing and everything that you've added to us as well. Welcome into the fam.
Thank you.
Mama Donna, we appreciate you for riding and rocking with us today.
You know, I don't know what made me open up the Instagram chat. Did I say, oh, shoot, Epiphany, I forgot all about it. It was 941. I'm like, oh, my God, pathetic. Charging me in my old age and not my heart.
We got you, though. We enjoyed all the feedback that you gave to us and some of the wisdom that we can go ahead and ponder and kick through, too. Oh, I believe all this was a good healing today.
I guess that means I can come back again? Okay, good.
No, that don't mean that.
I wasn't
that
trying. I wasn't trying to go on your nerves. That don't mean that, because it's always next time.
Right. I don't think that
I
has
thrive.
Not been here for sure.
I thrive. I have goals. I have not reached my goals tonight. I have goals, and you have thwarted my attempts.
Arr, my humbug.
Yes, ah, humbug.
All right, cool. Hey, Gina, oh, does anybody have anything going on? Oh, Janice, you have the collab with Paul Cram. Do you mind talking to us about that? The collabs?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't really know what to say other than check out his page. I think he has the promos on his TikTok pages, and the full videos are on Instagram and Facebook. They are promoting an upcoming album that he has coming out, Love, Lust, and Lyrics. So definitely go to his page and get more details on that.
Mm. How would they be able to get in contact with you if they want to go ahead and do that type of work with you?
Send me a message on either, preferably on Facebook, Essentially Johnny's, or Instagram, and we'll talk. We'll get together some concepts. We'll talk about pricing, all of that good stuff. But, yeah, reach out to me on either Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. It's Essentially Johnny's, ZSA. N-E-C-E.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Hey, she do top-notch work. Y'all need to check her out. She's a genius with the making your words come to life and all that other good stuff. Check her out. Everything digital promotional, check her out. All right, Gina, where we at now? You still with us?
So, actually, we have 2 minutes left. All I want to say is I am thankful and grateful for all the poets online who streamed, called in, who listened, who raised their hand, who contributed, shared poetry, had a conversation with us, because without any of you, there would be no Just Jay and Gina show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. For sure. I feel the same way, Gina. All right, y'all. Y'all be safe driving home now. Y'all know what y'all been doing.
One love, one mic. Good night, partner.
Oh, okay. Or what we wish we were doing. See, there's a difference. Okay, never mind.
That part right there. We're about to go ahead and play a couple of tracks, and we're going to go ahead and get it down the street and the road.
I've given in return for your manipulative bullshitness. Money. Wasted time on you. My body. My energy. Attention. Service without asking for your requital. While you stayed at home, drunk on St. Ives and Old English 800, 40 ounces a day and in dough, made you 175 pounds, 40 more than when I met you, in that club where you shined, amongst those in the strobe light crowd. You tried to make me a father figure to your badass, untrained children. You calling party lines
running the bills and letting my stuff get sold by your crackhead family while I was working the shift trying to hook you up. Finding out you've been screwing a man behind my back after I attended my grandfather's funeral down south. You made me so mad I went and screwed my soon-to-be ex out of revenge and retaliation. That relationship didn't last long. So how after 12 months you claim you're pregnant with my baby? You think I'm boo-boo the fool? You think I'm insane, girl? One more to say, I am not the father. You go running off the stage and fall on the floor or on the couch. You better recognize that's not my style. Thank you for the strategic place lollipop that caused me to become greedy and hypnotized, drinking nectar that tasted like cherries and nourished from your juice, causing plenty of spontaneous combustion. But the rest of you had me hanging from your noose. And as beautiful as you were, you poisoned me. I left you in my past. So why you refuse to see I'm over you? I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I don't hate you because you're still beautiful. I just refuse to let you make me lose my cool. 'Cause years later, I don't have to step in your boo-boo. Honey, you lost me. And you are the fool. I'm pouring out a 40 in memoriam of a shorty.